So, Levi?
What is it?
Now that our illustrious leader has at last unified Vernalia and Stalon, do you think we're getting promotions?
I know about as much of this new plan as you do.
Right. What it would be like to add another star point to this uniform. Could you imagine? Captain Barisanzi Flick, leading a company of my own.
Think again, Baris. If anyone's up for captain, it'd be me.
Huh?
Don't worry, I'll find a spot for you in my troop. Polishing boots or oil and gun slots. Ha! Maybe target practice.
Hey, come now.
You needn't want for what isn't an option. You should know, General Lennox is restructuring everything around the Lunea Unity Accord. The borders, the supply routes, patrol, right down to the very hierarchy of our ranks. Complete rewrite.
So there's still a chance you'd make cap?
There won't be a cap. Besides, you and I both know Miss Renault would fill it. No question.
Hell, Lennox would give her a major in Colonel, too, if he's going back to the old framework.
Wait, old?
Did you not read Lennox's report this morning?
I was already briefed nearly an hour before that. I always bring a fresh pair on new missions, ever since the last time we took a dip. Why? Did you forget? Oh, here. I always carry an extra pair in my back pocket, if you don't mind them being soiled, that is. Pre-soiled. Always think ahead. Never know when we might fall in the sea again. I mean, I wouldn't go to the loo in them myself if I knew my good buddy would need them. Here, I can lay them out to dry if you need.
Baris, stop. Once was enough. I got the joke. You don't have to keep going.
Joke?
Oh, you were serious.
When am I not?
How you still get elected for these missions, I'll never know.
Ah, there we are. Should be fully dry in no time.
Right. Damn it.
So, what exactly did the report say?
Did you really not read it?
No, of course I did, silly. I never miss a brief, dolt.
Don't start that again.
We're off to find all 26 volumes of the Encyclopedia Mondrenica.
36.
Give or take 10. Where do we start?
Throughout his career, Lennox has collected several volumes and tracked down the remaining to a few prospective locations. The first being a near-legendary freighter, once spent the last 150-some years as a sky brothel. Who knows what it's become now?
Ah, of course. I've heard of such a vessel. Sailors say it vanished early last month in a fiery, dazzling explosion. Hasn't been seen ever since.
Well, the General's got his ways of finding the unfindable. He gave us the route and coordinates, and he's received word that they might have a book, or point us in the right direction of one, at the very least.
A shoddy tip's better than no tip at all, my friend.
I've got a hunch this old boat might have more in store. Sailing the skies of Mondrea, conducting such unruly, uncouth business. They're bound to have seen their fair share. Lennox describes the ladies of the ship as quite courteous, so we shouldn't have a problem obtaining what we need. He says the last few books are very, very valuable. Even packed our glider with a few crates of trading material. Very hush-hush. I don't even know what's in there.
Now why in the world would Lennox still need to pawn off 46 crusty old books spewing ancient fairy tales? He's already got the best job in town.
36. Give or take 10. And if you ask me, I think he just doesn't have time to continue his old work. So he got us to finish the task. And the value is not monetary, Baris. You know, Lennox. It's probably got something to do with the future of Vernalia. And you know he doesn't need money. Vernalia and Stalon, for that matter, are both well off for a while. As long as that deposit of moon rock keeps us afloat, it should be for a decent lifetime. I hope.
Yes, I see. Well, we've been unified for a few days now. Shouldn't we come up with some new name for our two nations now that they're as one?
I can't imagine either side'd be happy with that. There's too much history behind Stalon and Vernalia to cover it up.
Stalania! Oh, Phelan.
Exactly why things should stay the way they are.
You ever notice how King Brantley says Vernalia instead of Vernalia?
Both are technically correct.
And Stalon instead of Stalon?
The king says it the ancient way. No argument there.
I guess he always did take a liking to the old ways, before it all went to shambles.
For what old ways are left, I welcome it. And truth be told, I've gotta say, I respect what Lennox has done for our city.
and for the world. Without him, I think it's fair to say Mondrea would be in more shambles than it is.
And yet you were for Evie at first, weren't you?
Things change. People can, too.
You think she's all right? I mean, I get why we had to do what we did, but she seemed like she was fine for a bit there. She was even laughing and giggling and all that.
You saw what I saw. Lennox tossed her into the sea. There ain't no coming back for that.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And besides, you saw the way she writhed all over, all bent out of shape and, yeah, sounded like a damn banshee in the heat. Whatever took hold of her and puppeteered the cap, it ain't my cap.
Jeez. Yeah, agreed. That was some sight, innit it?
Some sight indeed. Ah, look ahead. 15 to port.
Glory be.
Ah, now there's a sight, Boris.
The General wasn't lying. It's gorgeous.
Gorgeous doesn't cut it. I can't believe we found it. The elusive quail feather. Never thought I'd see that old boat again.
You've seen it before.
yeah. Flying some years ago. Flying high above the old northern fuel stations, of course.
That thing's been flying around since before I was born. Everyone's bound to see it once or twice.
But it's not flying, Leave. It's on the ground.
Oh,